This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. Sorry. 1-877-DOCDALI. I kind of lost my voice. I was yelling a lot at the screen. So the new Star Wars, or the latest Star Wars movie, is it Star Wars 9? I don't even know where we're at, because we had a couple other Star Wars movies that weren't technically the books. I think they kind of went back, and I don't even remember what they're like. The Republic. I'm starting to kind of lose it, but they had none of the Luke Skywalker wasn't in a couple of them. So a lot of people don't think they counted, but they were good. Oh, the guy from Narcos was in one of them. I thought that was a good one, but everybody died. So that wasn't too good. It was before Princess Leia got the intel to help fight the Death Star. So it was a movie that was, yeah, so I don't know what, I'll have to find the name of it, okay? And so one of the latest movie is Rise of Skywalker. Okay, so you go into it thinking, okay, so we're going to go back and see Luke as a little boy. They didn't do that. Okay, which is fine. But I don't think I could handle another movie with Luke. They had Rey, who I like. Let me start with the good, and then we'll start with the bad. Okay, without going through any spoilers. Rey, I believe that's Daisy Ridley, deserves an Oscar. She was fantastic. I thought all the actors did very well. Great acting, lot of special effects. They tried to hit on almost every movie. So if you were around in the 70s, you could still appreciate this movie. And if you're young, you could still appreciate what the boomers saw, right? Okay. So it kind of bridged us. And I'm a big fan of bridging. I really love the Star Wars franchise because, you know, my parents who watched the movie and were young adults when the movie came out could basically then have conversations with their great-great-grandchildren and know who they're talking about, except like maybe, you know, BB-48 or that little thing in the cone thing. Maybe they won't know their names, but that's okay. So, all right, so it's worth seeing. But here's my problem, and I have to unfortunately criticize this movie. I don't want to give it a thumbs down. You have to see it. But I don't think the writers have a clue. I think the writers need some sort of consultant. They really need to hire me as a consultant. I apologize. I'm getting a lot of texts right now. Because you have, first of all, let's just say this, okay? You have a force. And one of the big things in the 1970s movies was the Force. Not a lot of people had the Force. If you had the Force, you were very, very special. There were good guys, the Jedis, and there were Siths, which I can't say with my lisp, and bad guys. And the bad guys got their Force from their evil, negative passions, and the good guys got it because they were just good. And this Force was so special that when you said, may the Force be with you, you're like, oh my gosh, you know, that's like a really good blessing. As the movies progressed, you just started to kind of see, okay, wait a second, what's going on here with the Force? Okay, the Force is supposed to be sacred. The Force is supposed to be very special. And in this movie, the biggest problem I had was the Force was all over the place. And the Force was used inconsistently. So without blowing the movie for you guys, you're going to sit there and go, okay, man, use the Force, use the Force, you need help, use the Force. And they'll use the Force, but then they'll be in trouble in the next scene, and like, use the Force. You have that ability with the Force. You were able to, you know, fly and all that, and then bad things happened and they didn't use the Force. And you're like, wait a second. How come the Force worked at 1352 but not at 2758, right, in the movie? And you're like, okay, what's going on? And then people who you didn't think were supposed to have the Force had the Force. And you're like, wait a second here. So then I'm like, okay, well, where's Baby Yoda? Because if anybody deserves the Force, Baby Yoda does. There was no Baby Yoda. So you're going to sit there going, well, where the hell is Baby Yoda? No Baby Yoda. And that's going to have to be another movie. So there was a very careless disregard for the sovereignty and the sacredness of the Force. And I found that very frustrating. Another thing I found really, really frustrating is, I don't know if you guys have ever noticed, but every time they show the bad guy ships, the Stormtrooper ships and the Darth Vader ships, there's a lot of buttons. There's blue buttons and red buttons and white buttons, and there's all these buttons. You never see a bad guy use the buttons. There's all these buttons. There's panel buttons, panels, buttons. And I'm like, oh my gosh, there's lots of buttons. Hit the buttons. Nobody's hit the buttons. And I'm like, well, there's good guys coming after you, and you have these buttons, and then good guys try to deal with some of the buttons, and they know how to deal with the buttons. I don't know how. But there are like zillion buttons. If I see a button, I want to push it. I just love pushing buttons. And there was a careless disregard of all these buttons. Again, underutilized. The Force was underutilized, buttons. Then another thing that confused me is there were red stormtroopers. Stormtroopers in complete red. We're talking like target red. And then you're like, what the hell are they? Are they good stormtroopers or bad stormtroopers? So I don't know if you guys have seen the later Star Wars, but you used to just have the white stormtroopers, and then you had humans. And then maybe you had the ones with the weird eyes or the woman with the three boobs. Well, actually, that was Total Recall, which is another confusing thing. If there were women with three breasts, why weren't they around in the Star Wars bar? Why was it just Total Recall? So that kind of confuses you, too. But now they have stormtroopers of every color. And so you're like, well, I don't get that, because what are those supposed to represent? So you actually get pretty confused. And then they brought up a lot of topics of people being related to certain people, which kind of forces you to think that person had sex, and then they almost had two people have sex, and you were like, no, I don't want to see that. You know, because it was bad enough to see Princess Leia kiss her brother Luke in the first movie, and then later come to find out they were brother or sister, and you're like, okay, well, what's going on? So you're sitting there bracing for another incestual relationship. You're bracing for somebody to misuse the Force, and nobody's even pushing the right button. So you get through that movie going, what the hell was that? That being said, it's worth seeing, because your great-grandkids are going to be all excited about having the Force. And even though you're like, you don't even know what you're talking about with the Force, you're going to be like, all right, you know, yeah. So you got to watch it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so we have some news on the Ebola front that the FDA has now announced its first ever approval of a vaccine against Ebola. Took them a few years, but it looks like we have a vaccine. It will only be given to individuals over 18. The vaccine is called Ervebo, and it was involved in a two-year study conducted during an Ebola outbreak in Guinea, which along with Sierra Leone and Liberia had caused more than 11,000 deaths during that time frame. That was the 2014 to 2016 outbreak. So Anna Abram, FDA Deputy Commissioner for Policy, Legislation, and International Affairs, said while the Ebola virus disease in the U.S. remains low, the U.S. government remains deeply committed to fighting devastating Ebola outbreaks in Africa, including the current outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. They say today's approval is an important step in our continuing efforts to fight Ebola in close coordination with our partners across the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, as well as our intentional partners such as World Health Organization. So Ervebo is a single-dose injection that was used in 2018 by the World Health Organization in the DRC as an investigational vaccine while the second biggest outbreak had been occurring. The first large outbreak, obviously, was 2014 to 2016. The latest outbreak, which I believe has taken at least 1,000 to 2,000 people's lives so far, is the second biggest outbreak that we've had. Again, in the DRC, Democratic Republic of Congo, not in the U.S. And, the virus is a very sneaky one because it's transmitted very easily with bodily fluids like sweat, blood, tears, tissues of infected animals. So if you touch it, you could contract it. So if you're taking care of a sick individual thinking they have the flu, wiping the sweat off their brow, you could get Ebola, if that's what they have. Symptoms may appear as soon as 2 days or up to 21 days after exposure and can include fever, fatigue, muscle pain, headache, and sore throat. Some people will get vomiting, diarrhea, rash, kidney issues, liver issues, and bleeding. Hence, that's why it's called a hemorrhagic fever. So, the FDA granted breakthrough therapy designation after several investigations into the safety, so that helps facilitate and develop the vaccine, and I think it also helps kind of push it through quicker, fast-track it. So, it's a landmark. They're excited about it. They say it's safe. So, hallelujah, praise the Lord. The ZMAP we actually use to treat it, this would be to prevent it. And even though they have been vaccinating, people with, they've been using ZMAP as a vaccine, this would be a true vaccine that they would use, mass produce, and give. We're in the midst of flu season and a pretty bad one. And so we're a little nervous about how, somebody might think it's a flu. If somebody has a flu, they have a fever, they're not feeling too well. And if that person had come from overseas with Ebola, then it could be misinterpreted. So far the flu season has taken a little bit of an uptick. We're starting to see some widespread cases in certain states like Minnesota. Apparently Minnesota has seen a huge spike, especially in kids. We've seen Alabama have widespread. Certain states have widespread. I believe flu activity has been now reported in all the states. And over the last couple days, we've seen some pretty, pretty high spikes in fevers. Now, we just talked about yesterday how the flu was going, was starting to come out of its peak in terms of influenza B and to be prepared for influenza A. I'm not sure if we're already there or if influenza B isn't really peaking across the United States. So the CDC is still telling us that the cases are on the rise. San Diego saw a 70% uptick this week. So my guess is what's happening is certain areas that got hit first, it's starting to wind down with one strain as the second strain may be coming through. And some of the other ones, the other places, you have people with the flu and they just aren't going in and getting swabbed. We're supposed to report when we swab somebody, if they're influenza A, influenza B, any infectious disease such as that gets reported to the health department. Well, now that many people are going online and getting their care through telemedicine, it's not getting reported. I made a couple patients mad yesterday because somebody called in and said, hi, three of my kids have the flu. And my daughter's fever is now really high and it's been going on for 5 days. So can you give her the flu medicine? And I'm like, okay, well, wait a second. Okay, what type of flu did the other siblings have? Oh, well, they just had flu. Okay, did you take them in to be seen and swabbed? No. It's just, they have the flu. Coughing, sneezing, they had a little fever. I'm like, okay, well, that's not entirely flu. That could be a cold. And so people will say, oh, they had the flu. And then, say, okay, well, I need the Tamiflu, or I've been exposed. And I'm like, okay, was it really flu? Same thing with strep. Parents will call in saying, yeah, two of my kids have strep, and now I have a sore throat, so can you give me an antibiotic? And I'm like, okay, were they swabbed? Were they, no, they just have a sore throat and a cough, and that, well, that's usually not strep when you have a cough. So I think we have a lot of misdiagnoses or undiagnosed cases. And then you have people that they just feel too sick to go to the doctor. The problem with flu, if any of you have, I don't know if any of you have ever had the flu, but I remember in 2001, it was right after September 11th. We were down for the count. We didn't get flu shots. I forget why. I think maybe it was because of all the September 11th stuff. I'm not sure why me and my son didn't get flu shots, but we both got the flu. And we were down for the count. I mean, we were bad. And we just lied in bed. We couldn't move. We were burning up. We were shaking. Just sitting there shaking. And if somebody said, okay, Dr. Dahlia, you need to go to the doctor. You need to sit in a waiting room, upright. You can't lie down in a waiting room. You need to fill out paperwork and, you know, fill out this clipboard or this iPad. And then you need to sit in a doctor's room. And you see, most people with the flu can't get out of bed. See, I would diagnose my patients with flu if they were in their pajamas or their onesies and they wanted to lie down and they couldn't sit in the room. And they said, I feel like blank. And there would be a cuss word. And when they would say that, even the people that don't cuss, I didn't even have to do the flu swab. I did, you know, for epidemiological purposes, but that's flu. So the problem we have is the CDC is trying to estimate how many thousands of people have the flu. You know, they have a, you know, map and surveillance. And they have, like, the flu view, which is really, really cool, by the way. And so every state has activity, some sporadic in the Virgin Islands and Guam, but we are talking widespread activity in Nevada and California and Oregon and all over. Certain regional activity in more of the rural states. But if nobody's going in and getting seen because they can't, you're not going to get numbers. So right now we're in week 50. Well, they have data up to week 50 when it comes to flu. So by week 50, you're like, wait a second. It's about the 8th week into the flu season. That's not how it works. They look at the year. So we are in week, well, the data is from week 50. Right now we're in week 51, and then next week will be week 52. That's how it works, okay? So right now, high activity is in Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Kansas, Kentucky, Maryland, Mississippi, Nebraska, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Oregon, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Virginia, and Washington. The moderate activity is in Connecticut, Illinois, Minnesota, New Jersey, North Carolina, North Dakota. Moderate means there's still a crap load of cases, okay? And District of Columbia. Low activity is being reported in California, Hawaii, Indiana, Massachusetts, Nevada, New York, Pennsylvania, Utah, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. And minimal activity, which is interesting, is in Alaska, Delaware, Idaho, Iowa, Maine, Michigan, Missouri, Montana, New Hampshire, Ohio, Rhode Island, South Dakota, Vermont, and West Virginia. And they didn't have enough to calculate in Louisiana and U.S. Virgin Islands. So what does that tell you? Well, it means flu is shifting. Flu is moving. They say among 1,500 laboratory cases that they looked at between October 1 and 2009, the 2019, December 14th, the hospitalization rate was about 5.5 per 100,000 population, not as high as you would think. And of the hospitalizations, 53% were caused by the influenza A, 45% by influenza B. So make no mistake about it, there is influenza A. And again, that's the one that's a little bit more vicious. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking economic news, as new government figures show, the U.S. economy grew at a rate of 2.1% in the year's third quarter. The Commerce Department's unrevised reading from last month in line with what economists expected. Consumer spending, which makes up more than two-thirds of the nation's economy, rose by 3.2% in the third quarter. Analysts say it appears the economy is continuing a moderate pace of expansion as the year comes to a close. NASA says the Boeing-made Starliner capsule will not be able to dock with the International Space Station following its launch earlier today. Senior Vice President of Boeing, Jim Chilton, explains what went wrong.
It appears that the vehicle was using a mission elapsed timer. That was not the mission elapsed timer the mission was on.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I don't know if you guys are following this whole impeachment saga drama. I mean, I'm already fatigued by it. I mean, it's been going on. We haven't even started, you know, the election process in 2020. And, you know, here we are. You know, with the before the year ends, with two articles of impeachment against our current president. This is the third time in history this has happened, but a fourth time that a president has been, you know, brought up on impeachment charges. But I guess in order for impeachment to, go through, it can't sit in the House. And so with what's going on right now, Pelosi is holding on to the articles of impeachment, waiting until they get assurances that the Senate is going to take this seriously. The Senate doesn't want to take it seriously because they think it's bogus charges and bogus, you know, reasons for impeachment. But what made headlines today is technically Trump isn't impeached if Pelosi doesn't send the articles of impeachment. So they can't really use the terminology that he's impeached. So one of the Democratic witnesses who testified in favor of President Trump's impeachment cautioned Thursday that in order to, quote, officially impeach the president, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has to send the articles of impeachment to the Republican-led Senate. This was a Bloomberg op-ed, and Harvard legal scholar Noah Feldman said that Nancy Pelosi can delay sending the articles of impeachment to the Senate, but not for an indefinite period of time. Apparently, impeachment, as contemplated by the Constitution, does not consist merely of the vote by the House. And that's what everybody's been saying in the news. The House can impeach him. The Senate has to enact it or acquit Trump and put an end to it. But the Trump impeachment is done. And there's a small technicality. It's only done once the articles get sent to the Senate. So the House has them. They just don't want to give them. You can't make this stuff up. This is a movie. This literally, they are going to make movies about this. So they say both parts are necessary to make an impeachment under the Constitution. The House must actually send the articles and send managers to the Senate to prosecute the impeachment. This is why when Bill Clinton was impeached, they, I think, that day or the next day walked it over. I mean, in order for it to be done, it has to be signed, sealed, and delivered. That's kind of, I think, where that term came from, right? Signed, sealed, delivered. You have to deliver it. It's not delivered. So the Senate then must actually hold a trial. He wrote, going on to say, if the House doesn't release the articles, Trump could legitimately declare that he was never actually impeached. Feldman says, to be sure, if the House just never sends its articles of impeachment to the Senate, there could be no trial there. That's what the sole power to impeach means. But if the House never sends the articles, then Trump could say with strong justification that he was never actually impeached. And that's probably not the message congressional Democrats are hoping to send. So he wrote that the blaring headlines saying Trump impeached were media shorthand and not technically correct legal statements. So that's very, very interesting. Now, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell returned to the Senate floor late last night to declare that the Senate and House Democrats were at an impasse over whether the House would transmit its articles of impeachment to trigger a constitutionally mandated trial. He spoke after a meeting with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, and said who's the top Democrat there, and insisted on departing from the unanimous bipartisan precedent that 100 senators approved before the beginning of President Bill Clinton's trial. Schumer had requested a special pretrial guarantee of certain witnesses whom the House Democrats themselves, I guess, did not use for their original case. McConnell said that he noted in 1999 all 100 senators endorsed a common-sense solution to divide the process into two stages, one laying the groundwork for rules on matters like opening statements and the other handling mid-trial questions such as witnesses. So McConnell says some House Democrats imply that they are withholding the impeachment articles for some kind of leverage. I admit I'm not sure what leverage there is in refraining from sending us something we don't want. Alas, if they can figure that out, they can explain. That's right. The Senate, they got bigger fish to fry. They got things to do. They got stuff to do. Things to see, people to do. They don't, or things to do, people see. They got stuff to do. So what is the leverage? Well, the leverage is, right, from the psychology, and I talk a lot about psychology of elections, okay? Trump needs to fundraise heavy next year. He also needs to win his election. And having this impeached, or Trump who's impeached and or going down in history, you know, having been impeached, might hurt his fundraising efforts or votes. My guess is whoever supports Trump doesn't care. And the independents are the ones that are, you know, the focus, obviously. And so the later this goes, the more advantageous it is to Democrats. Because if, let's say, Nancy Pelosi sends it in January, the Senate just bears, you know, blows right through it, showing, let's say, you know, holes in their argument, and the Republicans have a majority, and they put an end to this by the end of January, then they, you know, all these commercials and media, you know, bits that are anti, you know, Trump and all these anti-campaign ads have to then take out the term impeached. So Nancy Pelosi doesn't want this over by January. See, what happened is they did this too early. They really rushed this through too quick. If the Democrats wanted to use any strategy, they should have slowed down the process and made this drag on throughout the spring and then maybe drop it hard on the summer when a lot of the fundraising is done. And then, you know, possibly then, I don't know. Honestly, maybe it's a waste of time completely because the Republicans would have never impeached him anyway. So I think it's very, very interesting that the debate over whether he has impeachable offenses or not is not even the big issue. The big issue is they still don't even have an official impeachment. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We did get a win, apparently for both sides, where we have a new trade deal with Canada and Mexico. Apparently this passed the House by 385 to 41, and the House approved a bill that puts in place terms of the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement. The legislation passed after Nancy Pelosi and her colleagues got key concessions from the administration, and the administration wanted to pass this, obviously, before next year's election season. So the deal might have a little bit of effect on our economy, but basically it gives lawmakers from both parties a chance to support an agreement that farmers, ranchers, business owners wanted done. So it's kind of unique in that this is something that bipartisanly was going to, you know, help whoever was in office. So apparently the GOP Senate will take up the legislation after the holiday. Trump made tearing up the North American Free Trade Agreement a hallmark of his presidential run in 2016 as he tried to win over working class voters in Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. Craig said it couldn't be done, but he made it happen. So House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said another promise made, another promise kept. And he is. He's keeping a lot of his promises. Building the wall. Some said, though, the agreement did not do enough to prevent U.S. jobs from relocating to Mexico. You know? But it looks like this is a win for both sides. The original NAFTA phased out nearly all tariffs on goods produced within North America. And it linked two wealthy developed countries with a poor developing country. Since then, trade with Canada and Mexico has increased more rapidly than trade with other countries. And again, we do want to work with our neighbor on the south, especially since we want to start controlling a lot of the bad stuff coming in terms of illegal drugs, fentanyl, heroin, things like that, cartel. So economy holds the power. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seize of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So have you guys decorated the houses yet? I hope you have because, you know, obviously the holidays are coming. And I love tinsel. And even though tinsel isn't really a traditional Jewish Hanukkah decoration, I don't care. I like tinsel having all over the house because it's silver and it's pretty and it's shiny and it looks like my nails. So I love tinsel. The problem is my cat eats it. My cat will eat the tinsel. And then its poop will be shiny. And I'm like, why is that poop shining? And you go up to it, and there is tinsel wrapped around the poop. So that could be dangerous. Apparently, an eight-year-old German Shepherd in England ate 3 feet of tinsel and had to undergo emergency surgery to remove the decor from his stomach. They love tinsel. Mom, Olivia Mullen, said the canine Benji had never eaten something he wasn't supposed to. This is the first time he's ever done anything like this. Bad boy. He doesn't even go after shoes or toys. It was a total surprise. Well, because they like shiny. So the incident occurred before the Christmas tree was even up. He had actually gone rooting through a box. I was working, and my mom called me to say he had eaten some tinsel. X-rays show 3 feet of the tinsel inside Benji. See, usually the tinsel is about a foot or two long, because when you bend them over, they're about, you know, maybe 18 inches. You could get various, I guess, lengths of it. But apparently 3 feet. And that could just be one or two things that kind of got twisted together. She said it was really quite horrific. I couldn't believe he had eaten so much tinsel. You could clearly see it was all tangled up, and I knew right away he needed emergency surgery. So David Owen was the lead emergency veterinarian. The treated Benji warned pet owners that shiny tinsel can attract both dogs and cats alike, but anything stringy is extremely dangerous if swallowed. In veterinary medicine, we call this a linear foreign body. If the tinsel anchors itself in the stomach, it can't then pass through the intestines and can slowly cut through the tissue like cheese wire. This can cause severe damage to the pet's intestinal tract. And my cat every year finds the tinsel and eats the tinsel. I mean, it's ridiculous. We have like a little baby blue little tree, and there's tinsel on that tree, and he will climb up and go just after the tinsel because he's stupid like that. So it's a mess. But anyway, Benji's fine. Had to have emergency surgery, but just, you know, another thing to remember, you got to be careful with tinsel. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. A lady was electrocuted when she plugged in her laptop. She lost half of her arm 5 years ago. It was a freak accident. Jew Snell, 40 years old, said the incident that happened 5 years ago triggered something called complex regional pain syndrome, and that's rough. Complex regional pain syndrome is very debilitating, very, very painful, and in her case, it actually led to sepsis, an infection in her limb. So it's kind of this chronic pain condition that will strike you after an injury. So an electrocution could trigger it, or a crush injury, or, yeah. And it's characterized by prolonged or excessive pain and changes in skin color, temperature, or swelling in the affected area. Now, she wasn't diagnosed with CRPS until 6 weeks after she was hospitalized for electrocution. She had 5 operations. The feeling in her hand never returned. The lower arm became thin due to the lack of movement, and it constantly felt like it was soaking in boiling hot oil. And when exposed to cold, it was like my hand was in shattered glass. So, again, it's a regional pain syndrome where a region of the body, complex, has these complex sensations and severe sensations or lack thereof. So you don't move the limb. You don't want anything happening to that limb. You basically try to cover it up and protect it. And then, unfortunately, you don't use it. So if you don't use it, you lose it. Start getting some atrophy. You could get an infection in there, not realize it, and it could be pretty dangerous. So her pain continued for about 12 months. She visited a hospital up to 4 times a week. She became disoriented, had a fever, and then ended up being diagnosed with sepsis. So they had to amputate before the infection went up her body. She said she wanted it off anyway because the arm was affecting her life. She said, yes, so I can now restart my life. Now, what they are talking about is this electrocution injury. This happened by plugging in her laptop. How many of us apply to, you know, we have so much access now to our electrical outlets. We don't talk about the number of electrical injuries we face with daily. You know, there was that kid that electrocuted themselves by plugging the wrong part of the cell phone charger into the outlet. You could have outlet covers, but, you know, again, a freak accident. So, you know, when I grew up, you had lamps. You were never supposed to touch an outlet. You just touched the light switch. That's all you needed to do. Now, because we have to charge our iPhone, and we have to charge our tablets, and we have to charge our laptop, and we have to charge our Apple Watch, 4 or 5 times I'm going back and forth with outlets. Yeah, there's going to be an increased risk of electrocution injuries. So, pretty scary stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Awesome, awesome job by this little New Jersey girl who's 4 years old. Little girl saved her mom by calling 911 during a medical emergency, and good for this four-year-old to know what the hell to do. This is why, you know, I did this with my kids. I would pretend to collapse, and I would have them find my phone and call 911 or hit the emergency button. I would have them practice that without really calling 911. But I, they would know, you know, which pocket it would be in, or they would know to go to the phone. Now the kids have phones. They didn't have phones when they were younger. And we would do these drills. And I wanted them to, you know, I didn't want to freak them out, but, you know, because the last thing I want is to be lying on the ground. They go, oh, that's just mom doing a drill. I don't have time for that, mom. I'm texting. You know, so if I'm on the ground, don't freak out and be in shock. You know, jump right on it. Well, this little four-year-old girl from Somerset, New Jersey, is now being called a hero because she helped police into her locked home and took care of her younger siblings after her mom collapsed. This happened at 8 a.m. on December 6th. She was at home with her mom, Haley, her two-year-old sister, and one-year-old twin brothers. That's a full house. Mom passed out. She attempted to wake her. Hold on one sec. She attempted to wake her and couldn't. So she knew to call 911. She goes, my mommy fell down. She can't talk. That's what she told the dispatcher during the call. The dispatcher then asked Isla, the girl, if her mother was sleeping. And other questions like, is her eyes open? And kudos to these dispatchers who are able to convey major first aid technique to a young kid. Or major assessment and triage and survey to a four-year-old kid. Dispatcher was like, you know, our mom's eyes open. Can you wake her up? It's even told the dispatcher that her mom had become sick with a fever before she passed out. The four-year-old told the dispatcher she was home with her siblings and even attempted to quiet the family's barking dogs at one point. She took control, telling the dog to shut up. So the dispatcher goes, okay, I'll let you know when they're there. Stay on the line with me until then. And emergency officials quickly arrived, but the door to the family's home was locked. Carefully following their instructions, she dragged a chair over to the door so she could reach the lock and let them inside. After first responders were inside the home, she helped keep her younger siblings calm and assure them that everything would be okay. That's according to the Franklin Township Police Department. And then she even made breakfast. So the mom was taken to the local hospital, was remained for 4 days before she was released. No other details. So we don't know what happened, why that happened to her. But dang, this little girl hailed as a superhero. So they got to commend Issa for the great job by calling 911 and getting help. So, you know, if your kids or grandkids don't know what to do, you know, in an emergency, the more they practice it, the easier it is. So just, you know, do these drills. You do fire drills. Do 911 drills. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Erin Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.